Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 7, 2021. Let's make space inside of us, for the Creator. The entire reality is filled with our great egoism. The entire world, inanimate nature, plants, animals, and people, all these are degrees of our egoistic desire in which we must begin to make room for the force of bestowal, the force of the Creator. We work inside ourselves, inside our perception of the world, our connection, and create a place where the Creator can place the embryo of His quality of bestowal and begin to grow within us. The Creator influences us, both from within and without. We are inside the white light, which has purposely restricted itself so that we can exist in it. Thus, we find ourselves inside an empty space freed from the presence of the Creator, and we do not feel Him. A ray of light entered into this empty space and started building spiritual objects and worlds inside this emptiness. Therefore, we are inside the Creator, under His full control. But this is how it looks from the side of the Creator. From the side of the created beings, we exist in an empty space, supposedly free from the control of the Creator because we do not see this control and do not feel it. Therefore, we think that we are the masters of this world and our lives. But in fact, the Creator educates us, and brings us, to the realization that we do not know where we really are. Then we begin to search for what our life depends on and discover that there is the upper force that determines and realizes everything, and we yearn to reveal it. This is how it happened to all the Kabbalists of the past generations until they disclosed the method that allows us to connect with the Creator and passed on to us, the method of revealing the Creator to the created beings in this world, which is called the Wisdom of Kabbalah. From the World Kabbalah Convention, Discovering Life in the 10 February 27, 2021, Ebor in the 10, Lesson 5. Not fantasies, but a real correction. If a person simply intuitively yearns for the Creator and it seems to him that he feels the upper force, then this is still only fantasy and self-deception. This is not enough for spiritual conception. In order to become a spiritual embryo, I need to somehow separate myself from my egoism. This can only be done by connecting with the friends. At the point of my connection with the friends, the very place of annulment of my egoism is formed in which the spiritual embryo will then begin to grow. We are not talking about fantasies, but about real desires that exist in nature, which we need to correct in order to feel the upper force in them. Otherwise, this force will not be revealed to us. From the World Kabbalah Convention, Discovering Life in the 10 February 27, 2021, Ebor in the 10, Lesson 5. The germ of bestowal. The revelation of the Creator in us begins with a state called the embryo. This is the first spiritual action that must be performed by preparing a place within us for the embryo of bestowal, the sensation of the first revelation of the Creator. For this, it is necessary to achieve mutual inclusion with friends so that our union is not for ourselves, but for the sake of others. We cannot yet act for the sake of the Creator, and therefore, for now we must love only the creatures in order to come to love the Creator through love for the creatures. The connection should be such that no one is left with their egoism, but wants to join in others, get lost there, drown in friends. If everyone loses their I, the force of egoism, then a place will be formed between us, for the revelation of the Creator. This is the preparation for the spiritual embryo, nullification by each of oneself. Exiting oneself and achieving inclusion in others on top of one's egoism. Connecting all these mutual inclusions together. When we reach such a minimum connection, a place is formed in us, for the revelation of the Creator who can put on this self-abolition and unification and begin to grow as an embryo within us, the property of bestowal, as one form within another. We must each time clear a place in ourselves so that this embryo of the force of bestowal grows and develops more and more. We cancel our egoism in all sorts of properties, desires, thoughts, at different levels, each time allowing the force of bestowal to manifest in us, instead of the force of receiving. The more we reduce the force of receiving, the more the force of bestowal is clothed in us, that is, the Creator. At each step, the Creator reveals Himself with greater strength, breadth, and inner depth, until He reigns over all our desires, over the entire earth. The Creator and His name will become one, like one desire and one light, all people in common unity. And it begins with the fact that each ten creates conditions within themselves for the disclosure of the Creator in order to begin to grow within themselves the embryo of the upper force. Our Malkut corrects itself and can begin to feel the Creator in it. Due to the fact that it makes a reduction in its properties, does not want to use them selfishly, they gradually turn into properties of bestowal. Thus, the Creator places one form inside another, within our egoistic form, an altruistic form begins to emerge and unfold. All this is revealed in accordance with our efforts, knowledge, and understanding so that we feel ourselves partners of the Creator in this work. We begin to feel Him, understand Him, and give Him pleasure. From the World Kabbalah Convention, Discovering Life in the 10 February 27, 2021. Ebur in the 10, Lesson 5. High Voltage Network. The revelation of the Creator depends only on the connection between us, on the nature and the strength of this connection. There is no other way to reveal the Creator except to recreate the network of connections between us, within which the Creator can manifest. Such a network of connection between all was initially created, but later was shattered. Now we need to restore it. The difference is that in doing so, we overcome the ego's resistance that the Creator brought into all the desires during the shattering, as it is said, "I created the evil inclination." However, despite this resistance, we want to restore this connection between us, all. And then the Creator will be revealed within this network, because the difference in the potential between the plus and the minus will have emerged, the desire to enjoy and desire to bestow, sufficient for the revelation of the Creator. The Creator will begin to reveal Himself in the contrast between these two qualities, giving and receiving. Otherwise, the creations are not able to reveal the upper force. Before the sin of the tree of knowledge, the creation existed as Adam HaRishon, one soul that did not understand what was happening to it. Its internal network was unable to reveal the Creator, therefore, the Creator had to break it. Now, in order to reveal the Creator, we must turn the egoistic desire formed during the shattering into the desire for bestowal. And then, in this difference of potentials, the egoistic desire from shattering and the altruistic desire created during correction, we will reveal the Creator between the plus and the minus. The greater the difference between plus and minus, the greater the revelation of the Creator. From the World Kabbalah Convention, Discovering Life in the 10 February 25, 2021, The Joy in the Gathering, Lesson 1. The seventh commandment of Noah. Remark, before the people of Israel received the Ten Commandments, there were seven commandments of Noah, six before the flood, and one more was added after the flood. Answer, according to the Talmud, God gave them through Adam to Noah, and he passed them on to all humanity. Then a group emerged from this humanity, called Yehudim, which means aspiring to the Creator. Therefore, additional commandments were added to them. Question: why did the seventh commandment of Noah, which was added after the flood, oblige creating a fair judicial system? Answer: because before the flood everything developed instinctively, and people did not need to be corrected. And after the flood, when a huge, terrible egoistic force was revealed, which, as it were, caused the flood, this additional commandment was introduced. That is, Before the flood, people were at the elementary animal level. They did not need judicial laws, lawyers, courts. And when the ego grew, then a judicial system to correct interactions and everything else was necessary. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 26, 2019. Last in line. Question: Iceland is considered one of the safest countries in the world. You were there and you saw that the murder rate there is lower than in most other countries. People do not lock their cars, and this is especially true in rural areas. People there know each other. Perhaps we should take an example from such countries and try to adopt their way of life? Answer: No, you cannot do that because Iceland is an island. They live only by raising birds, sheep, etc. and have no massive industry. Tourism there is quite developed and they have the right conditions for that. We cannot compare ourselves to them. It is impossible to live according to their way of life. What is more, these are people with a totally different state of mind. You can see a line that is half a mile long to buy bread, and I am not exaggerating. A person that can stand in line for half an hour and even more. Question: Doesn't he get angry about that? Answer: No, he waits patiently. Question: How can that be? Answer: It is because they are not connected to the rest of humanity. It makes no difference to them that they have so many tourists and all means of communication. In spirit, they are so non-European. The distance from one house to another there is several kilometers. Question: But is it possible to live this way and be happy? To be disconnected from each other and live? Answer: But we cannot. It is impossible for all the people in the world to live this way. Who would want that today? You need to have a special character in order to live like that. In Iceland, the land itself is such that it does not make people sociable. It is because it is all made of rocks. Only rocks. Question: What is the future of humanity? Answer: The future of humanity is unity, of course. Nature will give us such conditions that will force us to unite. But people in Iceland will be the last to feel the desire to unite. Question: Does it bother you? Doesn't it bother you that they are happy and satisfied with life and have no need to unite? Answer: No. I wish people joy. Kabbalah is opening to the world that now evolution is reaching a dead end. Then Kabbalah says, that's it, it is my turn now. Question: And you are saying that they will be last in line? Answer: Yes. And they will stand. A kilometer long line, they will stand. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 4, 2018. Michael Leitman, on Quora: Why is it written in the Bible to honor your mother and father? The fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother, in order that your days be lengthened on the land that the Lord, your God, is giving you. What does this mean, and who are the father and the mother? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, which describes the Bible according to the language of branches, where corporeal people, phenomena and objects in our world point to spiritual phenomena, structures and processes in the upper world, father and mother are the forces of Hasidim, mercy, bestowal, and Hochma, wisdom, reception. The Creator is the upper force. He is followed by two lower ones, Hochma and Bina. Hochma is the force of the father and Bina is the force of the mother. Then there are another six derivatives that compose Zir and Pin, Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod and Yesod. The last Sephirah is Malkhut, which completes the process of creation. The phrase, honor your father and your mother, means that we should give Hochma and Bina the opportunity to create so that everything they have would appear in the six Sephirot of Zir and Pin, the six lower forces. To honor means to wait for their revelation in creation, because Hochma and Bina, father and mother, exist before and above the creation. The Creator creates through these forces. Therefore, The six sephirot of Zir and Pin are created by the father and the mother, which gives form to the creation. Honor your father and your mother thus means to let these forces act within us. For instance, in our world, can a fetus in its mother's womb make any decisions on its own account? Also, how much can a small child do? Their parents do everything for them. Thus, here we discuss the correct attitude of the lower one, the created being, to the upper one, the creator. We in our world need to let the upper forces act on us, and form us. Based on the talk Spiritual States with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on December 26, 2016. Written, edited by students of Dr. Leitman.